For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. Some might ask, why do the pharmaceutical houses, the alcohol and tobacco industries, the oil industries have such a stranglehold over the mechanisms of this drug war? And I'd like to read you something from the Washington Post. Quote, "The Karman Group, a mid-sized lobbying firm, is so proud of its performance that it annually publicizes its clients' costs and compares them with the benefits they receive. In 2004, the latest year available, Karman said it collected $11 million in fees and delivered $1.2 billion in assistance to its clients, a ratio of less than 1 to 100. The payoff is large but fairly typical of modern-day lobbying," so said David Karman, the firm's president. End quote. The scandals coming forward with the likes of Mr. Abramoff and our remembrance of the corporate fraud, the white-collar, multi-billion-dollar criminals still walking the street, should give the average citizen some concern about the likes and the morals of those who proclaim this drug war to be so necessary. And again, who benefits? The cops and the criminals. The rest of us are screwed.
Don't go playing the blame game. There's no time for delay. Don't go playing the blame game. Look away.
Please join us this week on the Drug Truth Network when our guest will be Will Harrell, head of the Texas ACLU. We'll be discussing the racial profiling report that was just issued. And our other guest will be Mason Tvert. He's head of SAFER, the marijuana group that got marijuana legalized under City of Denver law and who's now working on the state of Colorado, and even working with the students at the University of Texas. Now for a little fun. You can do this. It's time to play Name That Drug by Its Side Effects. Swelling of the lips, bloating, death. You'll never get this in 10 seconds. This new medicine is undergoing trials in Canada. It's made from a sea creature. It's hundreds of times more powerful than heroin. It helps those in great pain, like cancer patients. This med also helps cure heroin addiction. They said that 100 years ago when heroin displaced morphine. Time's up. The answer, from the yellow pufferfish, tetrodotoxin. Don't you just want to get your hands on that stuff? Ugh. But please realize, it'll soon be on the black market at some enormous price. The drug war is a sting, a scam, a complete flim-flam. There is no truth, justice, logic, or scientific evidence involved. It is the drug lord's dream, fulfilled. Dean Becker, 420, Drug War News.